To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Tukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Tukovich. Again, our phone number's here. We will take your calls for about an hour after today's program, 412-281-3119. Toll free, 1-800-431-19. And just a reminder, visit our website. We have a lot of good information on the website to help you with your financial planning, as well as our experts talking about the market, the economy, our economists, the stock market analysts. They all have, you know, their opinions. And it's, I think it's good if you're a little bit nervous or trying to learn a little bit for yourself, it's good to see and read what these other people have to say. You might find some peace in that or find some understanding of what's going on. We also want to look at our numbers, but I want to follow up quickly with these qualified charitable distributions. And if you have questions during the week or questions for the show, just simply call, you know, anytime and leave the question, and we will get to those questions and put them on the program when we have time. Those qualified charitable distributions, the maximum amount, dollar amount of $100,000 per taxpayer per year. That's the max. You can't do more than that. You'd have to have one heck of an IRA to give $100,000 out there. Qualified charitable distributions can be the greater of the required minimum distribution as long as it's less than the $100,000 maximum. So if your charitable distribution or your RMD is only 10 and you want to give a, you know, give 100, well, that's it. Distributions must go to a public charity. No family members. That's not a charity. They must go to a public charity. They cannot go to a private foundation or donor-advised fund. And if you want to give money to a charity, if you're going to do this, and more people are, you better get all their information. You want the contact person's name. You want their official mailing address. You want their tax ID number, phone number. You want everything in order to process this. Don't call up your advisor and say, hey, I want to give to the Salvation Army or I want to give to the church down the street. You better have all the information ready to go. And that's something you have to do. Distribution checks must be made payable to the charity. If the distribution check is payable to the IRA owner and then passed along to the charity, it will no longer be considered QCD eligible and instead a taxable distribution to you. So you want the check to go right to them, okay? You don't want it coming to you. Then you're back to the old way of doing it. It's a distribution. Then you write a check out to the charity. Then you put it on your tax return, and hopefully that works. So, again, any questions, you could call 412-281-3119. Toll-free number 1-800-400-3119. And, again, don't forget to visit our website. Well, let's look at the scorecard. How are we doing? Well, you know, through the end of November, believe it or not, we still had positive numbers with, you know, a lot of different investment types. As I look at some of the Morningstar numbers through November 30th, large cap growth funds, I'd say almost 7% for the year. And I think people would probably say, gee, 7% is not bad. Problem is they were up double that, and they gave away half of it. And then, you know, we're starting out December. It's kind of rough, too. So we're going to see how we finish out for the year. So large cap growth funds, about 7% through November now. Keep that in mind. We're talking about through November. It's month-end scoring we're doing here. Small cap growth funds up about 6%. Mid cap growth funds, big drop there. Mid cap growth funds up about 3.7. And as you started to blend the funds and add value, the value started to take away the gains. Large cap value only up about 0.8%. Mid cap value down about 2.7%. And small cap value funds down about 4.3%. Convertible bond funds showing a positive number through November, up to about 2.3%. Now, as we look at some of the global or international equity funds, world large cap stock funds down about 2.7%. Latin America down about 5.7% for the year. But a little bit of a rebound in the last couple of months there. World small small cap stock funds down about 5.7. Japanese stock funds down about 7.4, almost 7.5. Large cap foreign growth funds down about 10. I mean, you look at the U.S. large cap growth up about 7. Foreign large cap, I'm going to say down about 10. A lot of that probably due with the trade issues that are taking place. China region funds, what do you think? Down 15%, a little over 15%. India equity funds down even more, which is kind of surprising, and they're down about 16.5%. Emerging market funds down about 13%. As we switch gears now and go over to the bond market, remember everybody was worried about bond funds and interest rates going up? Well, let's look at some of the bond funds. Bank loan funds, they're positive, about 2%. They're up about 2%. Ultra-short bond funds, up about 1.5%. Short-term bond funds, about 0.5%. Short-term government bond funds, about 0.4%. Then as I look at all the other bond categories, and there's a few of them, we start to break even and go negative on the bond funds. Now, that might be a little different right now because, again, I'm quoting numbers through the end of November. So that might be different right now with everything that's taken place because the 10-year Treasury has made a move from over 3% to about 2.8, believe it or not. In some cases, hitting a little bit lower. Anytime interest rates go down, the value of bonds in these bond funds generally will go up. But high-yield bond funds down about 0.8% for the year. Corporate bond funds down about 3.6% for the year. Long-term government bond funds taking the biggest hit. Long-term government bond funds through November down about 7.3%. All of that concerned about what's going on with interest rates, right? Are interest rates moving higher? Are they going lower? What's the Fed going to do? Are they going to raise and pause? Or what's going on with the economy in general? So it'll be interesting to see how we end out the year with these bond market numbers. As we look into specific sectors, which one's doing the best? And I would say this wouldn't be too bad of a return for a year. Healthcare funds shown the best numbers. They're up about 12% year-to-date as a sector. Utility funds, which utility funds were listed right along with bonds because utilities are interest rate sensitive, that they were going down as interest rates go or going up. All of a sudden, the flight to safety came back, right? Utility funds through November, up about 7.8%. Pretty good. Technology, well, I would probably say now this technology number is probably lower than we're going to quote here for the end of November. Technology, up about 5% year-to-date through the end of November. Real estate, up about 1.7%. And financial funds, down about 3%. So it's been a rough go. No, the number will look real interesting. We have a couple more numbers when we come back and some more questions. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.